people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
Let's get a Mossad Minute on tonight's show. What do you say? It's a segment we like to do on the Mossad and the happenings of one of the most infamous spy agencies in the world today. So we'll do a Mossad Minute at some point on tonight's show. Hey, it's Bob Tuskin here, of course. Today is April 10th, 2013, and what a long day. I got to be honest with you. I'm ready for the day to be over so I can catch up on some REM sleep and explore the pineal glands happenings. All right, folks. Also, I want to talk about this watchdog agency that has been criticizing the ethics of a study on premature infants. Wait until you hear what this clinical experiment involving 1,300 premature infants at 24 hospitals has been up to. You'll be shocked. Folks, infanticide is a real thing. Eugenics is a real thing. And we'll talk about that story tonight and throughout the show as well. We'll take your phone calls on whatever topic suits your fancy. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. I have a quick announcement about Friday's show. I'm glad to be bringing on Rick Simpson. Don't know who Rick Simpson is? Where have you been? Everybody needs to know about Rick Simpson and, well, the run for the cure. Check out, well, just do a simple Google search and you'll find a lot about it, but, well, I won't give it away. Most of you already know who he is. If you don't, I'll let you do your own research and you'll have to tune in on Friday to learn more about the amazing homeopathic remedy that really is a cure-all. Okay, what else do I have on my stack of news stories to get to tonight? A gene has been linked supposedly to higher Alzheimer's risk in blacks. I don't think Alzheimer's has anything to do with genetics. I think this story is very misleading, and I'll outline why I think that coming up on tonight's show. Also on my stack here, people may consume more soda when drink sizes are restricted, at least in some scenarios. Mayor Bloomberg, come on, dude. Your nanny state is, well, just like all prohibition, only going to lend to the fact that people are going to revolt, do more of what they're told they shouldn't do. It's basic nature. I don't want to call it human nature, but it happens. Prohibition is a colossal failure, whether that has to do with guns, knives, alcohol, drugs, or anything else you could possibly think of. Prostitution. I mean, the list goes on and on. And in the case of New York, large soft drinks. Now, again, folks, I would never touch a soft drink in a million years. I can't remember the last soda. I take that back. I've had a few, what are those? Blue Sky Colas. Occasionally, I'll drink a soda with real sugar, with cane sugar in it, not high fructose corn syrup, or even worse, aspartame. But I think the government, mind control, should not be getting involved with these sorts of things. Goes without saying, right? I also got this story about Bin Laden and a RAID member who can be a witness, supposedly, in the Manning case, Bradley Manning. Which I'll get to. And who is this character that they've arrested from Maine who was a supposed hermit living in the woods for 27 years? I'll tell you about that.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable, there can be no paper to lean the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Mr. Producer, if you could cue up our Mossad Minute segment, we'll get to that in just a second. But I want to take phone calls, as always. When I don't have a guest and I'm just talking about news and giving my views, I'd like to take as many phone calls as possible. So if you have anything on your mind, especially something following up on one of the stories that I am giving my take on, please feel free to call 800-313-9443. That's toll-free, 800-313-9443. Kathy, hi, how are you?
Hi, Bob, how are you?
Doing well. It's been a long day.
Good, good. What was on my mind was that I don't know if you've ever spoken about the Sandy Hook hoax and how it's a big lie. There's things on the web that prove that it was a hoax and it's a lie. Like one of the best things is a video on YouTube. It's about Robbie Parker, that father who was laughing about, you know, he was supposedly the father of a little girl that got shot, and he was shown before his press conference laughing and giggling. And if you go on YouTube and put in like Robbie Parker Sandy Hook hoax or Robbie Parker Sandy Hook laughing or something like that, you know, laughing lie or whatever, you know, you'll find it and you'll see you know, what wasn't shown on the national news. It shows him giggling and laughing and talking, and then he stands up to he stands up to do, you know, to the microphone, and he's very serious. He starts, you know, pretending to cry, and he seems like real sad, you know. I mean, you could
I've seen it, but...
And plus, there's a website called NoDisinfo.com, and it's about the whole Sandy Hook hoax and how these people are all actors, and how like Department of Homeland Security.
The Rob Parker claim here that because he was laughing that he's an actor. As much as I think it was very odd, could it possibly be that that's how he was grieving at that time, and you know, he was having a mental breakdown of sorts?
Well, there's a lot of other evidence that these people are all actors. You know, I mean, I there's also pictures of his daughter. I guess after the supposed shooting,
right.
A picture of them with Obama, and the little girl's wearing the same dress. I mean, it's very, the whole
could,
thing.
Could that
is
dress
very,
not have been her sister's dress? I mean,
yeah,
could,
stuff like that. But if people go on that site and look at it, they'll see that you know, that this is a hoax, that and you know, it's designed to take away the guns. I hate guns. I don't like guns. And I don't want, I don't ever want one, but I do think they shouldn't take it away because they're going to use the gun stuff to enslave us, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to poo-poo the fact that you're claiming it's a hoax. I'm looking into it. I have been looking into it, I should say. It's kind of fallen off of my priority list here. But I do think that regardless, and here's my question for you, Kathy, regardless if they're all actors or if, you know, this was a hoax or not, don't you think that they would still use the story to come after our guns regardless?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
So even if it wasn't a hoax, let's say it was a legitimate crazy kid who stole his parents' gun, let's go with the official narrative for just a second.
Okay.
Don't you think that regardless of it being a hoax or not, that they would still use this to propagandize? They would still
take
advantage of the situation to implement their agenda to come after weapons?
Yes, they would.
All right. So, I mean, I think that to a certain extent, it doesn't matter. And just in this context, don't get me wrong, because I think the truth does matter, especially with events like this. But to a certain extent, I think that regardless of whether or not it was a hoax or if this guy was laughing because he's an actor, it's still being used to propagandize us. I mean, granted, look at Obama. Point in case, look at Obama and what he did recently, taking the so-called parents of the Sandy Hook victims and using them as essentially cheerleaders for his anti-gun legislation.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's just sick. Even if it is a legitimate situation at Sandy Hook where all these kids were killed at the hands of this lone gunman, crazy kid on psychotropic medication, I think it's just absolutely sick that on these children's graves, Barry Sotero has the nerve to showcase these parents as a reason why we should have our guns taken away from us. And in all actuality, if anything, these parents should be pushing for us to be even more heavily armed so that we could protect their children in a case like this, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree, yeah. Yeah, I'm, you know, it's just, I'm just, you know, saying, you know, that this, they just are going to enslave us. They're going to... it's just going to be total Orwellian tyranny. So I
think we're all
sure everybody agrees with me that's listening.
You're absolutely right. You know, did you hear as well to just add something that I find to be a little bit more compelling than some of this other stuff that's a little bit more speculative? Did you hear that there was a drill that happened on that same day that was going on that same day? And anytime
yes.
we hear of these drills, I'm very suspicious.
Yes, and there was the same thing at 9/11. So, you know,
exactly.
it was a total false flag. It was a black ops. So,
all right.
What are you going to do? So, okay. Well, I just thought I'd you know, make a comment.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate hearing from you. Good call. Let's talk to Mike now. What's up, Mike?
Not much. I was just going to say, like your guest, the lady was just saying, a lot of that is what I have to say. I mean, but. What I think is going on is it's a preparation for like an MF Global, if you remember that, or the recent Cyprus. I think this monetary, you know, based money printing system is going to get to the point where they're gonna take, you know, probably 50% of everybody's savings. And if you don't like it, hopefully by that time they'll have all the guns taken away, you know, and every right. By that time, I think there's so much brainwashing, people will just do it. I mean, they won't even care. They're just so, you know, dumbed down. They're just going to give half of their savings away to the government.
Here's how we can prevent this, Mike. You don't want your savings being taken away in the middle of the night when you're not looking. Don't have your Federal Reserve notes in the bank, and don't have Federal Reserve notes or too many of them lying around, period.
Right. But this is the whole thing. So, you know, everyone is just going along day to day, week to week, hour to hour, but it just seems like it's heading to a point. And I think we're getting these little clues, you know, with, you know, disarming the American people, with, you know, confiscation of wealth, and with, you know, debt that, you know, is will never be able to be repaid anyway by any generation. There's just too many trillions, and there mm-hmm. and there's too many liabilities on these bank books too, you know. And that's the way I see this coming. So I mean, you know, people, I hear all these gun control advocates, oh, get rid of the guns, get rid of, you know, do this, do that. But how are you going to get rid of tyranny when it you know takes half of your savings away? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you're too old to work anymore and you're out on the street? Or living in the woods. I wish you'd talk about that guy that was living in the woods. Cause, you know,
did you hear about this guy, Mike? 47 years old, was arrested last week when he tripped a surveillance sensor set up by a game warden. He had been living on the land for 27 years.
Well, I think we should take a lesson from him.
I think he was onto something. I think we all need to start to get back to the basics and live a more primitive lifestyle, so that when, you know, what hits the fan, we're not as vulnerable. Not because we have to, but because, well, we don't want to be dependent on the nanny state. Because you know what, Mike, the people, you know, they talk about these FEMA camps, right? That all these dissidents are going to be sent to, and when they have to really crack down and people start to get too disgruntled with the fact that they're stealing our money and they're causing all these problems, right? Well, the FEMA camps, in my opinion, are set up for those who aren't able to survive without the comforts of our currently propped up system, who aren't able to survive without ample Federal Reserve notes, who didn't prepare, who can't survive and provide for them and their families. So that's what I see the FEMA camps for, and I think people are going to be lining up to essentially go to ghettos, to essentially go to concentration camps, labor camps, because they were too busy with dancing with the stars. They had their heads in the sand, and one day they'll wake up and say, oh shoot, you know what, maybe I should have been a doomsday prepper, whatever that is or isn't.
Right. You know, and one more thing, we could go all over the place, but, you know, instead of the government charging me $6,000 a year for other people's health care, which I don't like the Western model anyway of health care, but they're going to charge me because I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not, you know, so why did they bail out the banks? Why do I have to pay for them too? And all this other stuff. People are just running around, like you said. And now they're in Chicago, by the way. They're charging $25 for every handgun that you buy. I mean, what's next? You know? It's unbelievable.
I couldn't agree more, Mike.
They just want us unarmed and unable to decide or have any freedom or anything and just be, I don't know, puppets like Obama. You know, I guess that's it.
Well, we're one of the last places on the planet that is armed. And that is a major thorn in the side of the New World Order, or whatever you want to call it. So, Mike, I think we're on the same page with this. Many of the listeners, I believe, agree as well. Thank you for the call. I'm running out of time for this segment. We'll come back with more of your phone calls at 800-313-9443 and a Mossad Minute.
The Bob Justin Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, I have a lot to get to still in my stack. I wanted to talk about this recent story about why red meat may clog arteries. There's two sides to this story. So you folks out there who are interested in the paleo diet or the bulletproof diet, I'll give you the other side to that story of the recent news of red meat clogging the arteries, compound abundant in red meat and added as a supplement to energy drinks, may promote the hardening of arteries, U.S. researchers say. Well, there's another side to that story. And I'll tell you about the premature infant study that has been, well, essentially guilty of infanticide, of eugenics, and all sorts of unimaginable things. I had a story about Alzheimer's. I told you a little bit about how people may consume more soda when drink sizes are restricted. I think that's pretty self-evident. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the gentleman who in Maine was living in the wild for 27 years and why he was recently arrested after coming in contact with a sensor put out by the game warden. But first, let's take some more calls. Wait a second here. I have a Mossad minute that I need to get to. It'll only take a minute because it's one of our Mossad minutes. And then we'll take calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I see Rose is on the line And we have open lines at 800-313-9443. Mr. Bruiser, can we load up a Mossad Minute?
And
the Mossad Minute.
Today's Mossad Minute is brought to you by the Synagogue of Satan. Let's get right into it. Vincent, let's see if I can pronounce the Schmendrick's name. Vincent Tschengizhev, T-C-H-E-N-G-G, I can't even say that. Vincent Tschengizhev hired an ex-Mossad agent in a battle with the SFO, that's the Serious Fraud Office. Property tycoon Vincent hired former Mossad agents to dig up information on his business enemies as he successfully fought an attempt of prosecution by the Serious Fraud Office. What is the Serious Fraud Office? I've never heard of this agency. Mr. Appointment of ex-staff from Israeli Secret Service is revealed in explosive, no pun intended, documents lodged with the High Court detailing a subsequent legal dispute between the two sides. Court papers show that between March 2011 and February 2013, Mr. Chingiza hired a company called Black Cube. Interesting name. Any relation to Blackwater, I wonder? No? Black Cube, whose staff are alleged to have formed the core of his entourage, with some even living at his home. Witness statements also claim that Mr. Chirjit planned to make a film of his battle with the SFO, whose case against him and his brother Robbie Chirjit in relation to the collapse of Icelandic Bank. Oh, so he must be Icelandic. Those names are impossible to pronounce. Icelandic Bank Kaupthing Speculator. Oh, geez, am I ready to be off the air tonight? I can't even read. Spectacularly. How do you say this word? I'm copy and pasting it into the chat here, Mr. Producer. You pronounce this for me, will you? I might be a talk show host, but it doesn't mean I know how to read. Oh, geez, how embarrassing. Spectacularly. I can't read. I'm telling you. It's been too long of a day. Spectacularly fell apart last June. All right, well, now that I butchered the heck out of that story, that has been another Mossad Minute. I don't know. You ever read something and it just doesn't sound or look like you want it to sound? Anyways, there you go.
And now,
the Mossad Minute.
Rose, are you going to stop listening to my show now that you realize I can't read the word spectacularly?
I'm so glad you can't, because I'm the exact same way.
I'm lucky I can read. I mean, I really am. Like I said, just because I'm a talk show host doesn't mean I can read properly. So,
but anyway, the reason I'm calling tonight is I watched a film that I found very interesting, and it was on American Freedom Radio. It's called Crossroads: Labor Pains of a New World View. And there are things about the movie as it goes along that I really don't think that they get the point. However, there are things in the movie that, and I'm going back to your broadcast last night, that there is a man he's a PhD, he's a cell biologist by the name of Bruce Lipton, and he mm-hmm. cultivated stem cells in a petri dish, tens of thousands of cells, and they were identical. And then he took those cells that were identical, and he put them in three different environments. Now, by environment, he means food, oxygen, whatever consists of an environment.
All right, well, we'll come back, Rose. We'll hear more about that spectacularly story. I can't read, folks. Jeez.
Justin Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I'm telling you, it does not sound like it's spelled spectacularly. I can't even do it now. I'm overthinking it. Spectacularly.
Spectacularly.
Now say it five times fast, Rose.
Spectacularly, 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 spectacularly. Just
you're
take spectacular
at this tonight.
And put an
you want to
host
the rest of the show tonight, Rose? I'll take a break.
What's
you
that?
Just take over. Because clearly I can't do this. I'm at the wrong gig here. Anyways, you were telling me about Bruce Lipton and some of his experiments.
Yeah,
recap for us and tell us more.
Okay. The movie is called Crossroads, : Labor Pains of a New World View. And there were two things in the film that really, really struck me. And one was a cellular biologist by the name of Dr. Bruce Lipton. And he has been doing stem cell research for a long time. So he propagated stem cells, identical cells, in a petri dish, you know, thousands of them. And then he took those identical cells and he put them in three different petri dishes with different environments. And to his amazement, one petri dish for muscle cells, the next petri dish, now these are all identical cells, just different environments in the petri dish. The next one formed bone cells, and the next one formed fat cells. So that got me to thinking about, in our environment, you know, what we're being sprayed with, GMO foods, additives in foods, and education. And if you can take identical cells and you can change them, stem cells, by the environment in a petri dish, so that kind of got me thinking along those lines. The other thing on the film that I found really interesting went back to a film that I had seen years ago, and it was called The Century of Self, and it's by BBC.
That's into Ed Bernays.
Absolute favorites. And on Crossroads, they had this guy coming up doing this kind of a vaudeville act, and he was talking about, I have all the money in the world I want to spend, you know, by using my credit cards. And The Century of Self taught us that we were actually manipulated by psychiatrists, psychologists, because psychology came after psychiatry, but and that's the beauty of the film Century of Self.
Yeah, and don't forget the neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah, that too. But really, when you think about it, once again, environment is what changed us into consumers. Consumers who replaced things that weren't dead and gone and kept begging for more. And so,
Time, Rose, people would buy something because they needed it. They would buy a sweater because it kept them warm, not because it made them look like a movie star.
Right, and the old one wore out.
Yeah, exactly. The old one wore out, so they'd get a new sweater. They wouldn't have 15 different sweaters because of some perceived emotion that's attached to it.
And the key word, what you just said, Bob, is the word perceived. You know, it's a perceived notion. Two words.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what people are grasping to, rather than, you know, pragmatic thinking, down-to-earth thinking. They're literally brainwashed to think that, you know, we live in a world where these sorts of things matter, and they simply don't. They matter for the people out there that want to keep you slaves and keep you chasing your tail and more concerned about dancing with the stars than basic necessities that we need to actually cope in this growing planet.
But now one step beyond that, if we think about how we got here, if we replaced our sweater when it wore out, we bought another one. Because real money is limited. You know? I mean,
resources are limited.
Right. So the only way we could be consumers in the way that they programmed us to be consumers was to go along with the whole fiat currency thing. Because with real money, it's limited. It could not have happened.
Agreed.
Yeah. So kind of, it was one of the first times I ever went on to that radio network. But I watched that film, and I think that they kind of missed that point towards the end of the show, you know, towards the end of the movie. But there was a lot that they said that actually made a lot of sense.
I'll have to check it out.
If you put fluoride in the water, you're going to mess up your child's mind. There are going to be consequences down the road. It's a different environment, you know. And that blew my mind. The identical cells, three different environments and three different petri dishes, identical stem cells. And, yeah, check it out. See what you think. And it might be another show.
All right, I definitely will. I appreciate the call. We'll have to look more into that, Rose. So thanks so much, as always. Good to hear from you. Okay, moving right along. And if you have anything on your mind, feel free to call. Look, Rose did it. Why don't you do it? 800-313-9443. A watchdog agency criticizes ethics of study on premature infants. A clinical experiment involving 1,300 premature infants at two dozen hospitals, quote, failed to adequately inform parents of the risk of the treatment, which included blindness, brain damage, and death, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. The description of the experiment that parents read before deciding whether to enroll their babies downplayed the risk and emphasized possible benefits of getting a less than average amount of supplementary, wow, I said that. That was a big word for me, huh, Mr. Producer? I think I said it right. Supplementary oxygen in the critical weeks after birth. Quote, "The consent form was written in a slanted way," said Jerry Menkoff, director of the Office for Human Resource, or Human Research Protections, rather, which found that the study was, quote, "in violation of the regulatory requirements for informed consent required by federal law." He goes on to say, "They went out of their way to tell you that your kid might benefit." When have we heard this before? Oh, they're going to benefit from this. Meanwhile, they're killing the poor infants in the name of science. Scientism. The guy's in a white lab coat, though, so you gotta trust what he tells you. You know, he's a perceived authority. But no, they're using your children as guinea pigs. These are the same people, these mad scientists who are eugenicists, who have no problem with abortion and, even worse, infanticide. He goes on to say, but they didn't give the flip side when giving parents the various, and I hear my baby in the background. I don't know if he's being picked up. He's teething like crazy. The bottom two teeth pop through and the top ones are just jumping through. Anyways, I thought this was interesting. A research done more than 50 years ago showed that supplemental oxygen can cause blindness in preemies, but without that, holding it can increase the risk of death. The study in question was trying to discover whether a sweet spot exists between too much and too little oxygen. What a stupid story, or a stupid study, rather. It found, contrary to expectations, that babies who got supplementary oxygen in the higher end of the acceptable range had no more blindness, but greater survival than babies that got slightly less oxygen. As a result, practice is starting to shift. People are thinking twice about keeping babies in the lower part of the range, said Yvonne Voucher. The bottom line is they were putting babies in harm's way, and that is one of the most evil things anyone can do, in my gracious opinion. A gene has been linked to higher Alzheimer's risk in blacks. A new gene has been identified that doubles and blacks' risk for getting Alzheimer's disease, suggesting a new target to treat in the most common form of dementia. According to a report, a new gene mutation has been identified that nearly doubles African Americans' risk for getting Alzheimer's disease, according to the large government-funded story. The mutation in the gene ABCA7 is not the first linked to the disease, but is a major breakthrough in research. I'm not buying it. There is something more to this, and I'll tell you what more has to do with this story, with Alzheimer's in particular. What is Alzheimer's? Do you guys know? Well, I'll tell you. It's aluminum deposits in the brain. And what toxins in our environment, what factors in our environment contain high levels of aluminum? You fill in the blanks. One, of course, your deodorant. It's in your food. It's in your water. It's in your air. Now, there could be some gene that, leads to the fact that your body is not able to process the aluminum, or it channels it to areas in the brain that will lead to Alzheimer's. That could be. And I'm not saying that there's not more to this, but I don't think it's genetics. I think the whole genetic argument from the geneticist is a bit of a cop-out, again, from the environmental factors. I think that's pretty clear. 800-313-9443, your take on that, 800-313-9443. Moving right along here. Let's talk about... let's talk about this guy, this hermit who was living in the wild for 27 years arrested. I'll read from the propaganda piece here from USA Today, if I can manage to read. And you guys tell me what you think about this case. I think it's interesting. A man who lived like a hermit for decades in a makeshift camp in the woods and may be responsible for more than 1,000 burglaries for food and other staples has been caught in a surveillance trap at a camp he treated as a Walmart, authority said Wednesday. Now, he very well could have been a thief. I'm not denying that. But I think this story is being pushed out there because of the survivalist element, because of the doomsday prepper element. I see a campaign in the media to try to demonize those primitive survivalists and those preppers, essentially, with whatever chance they get. And this is no exception. Christopher Knight, 47, was arrested last week when he tripped a surveillance sensor set up by a game warden while stealing food from a camp for people with special needs in Rome, a town of about 1,000 whose population swells with the arrival of summer residents. Well, that's pretty messed up, stealing from people with special needs. Authorities on Tuesday found the campsite where they believed Knight, known as the North Pond Hermit in local lore, who has lived there for 27 years. Some residents say they've been aware of the hermit for years, often in connection with break-ins that have occurred. He was so well known to some summer cottage owners that they left food out for him so he wouldn't break in during the cold months, says State Trooper Diane Vance. I'm looking at a picture of the guy. He looks like Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys. I hate to make a reference to that, but... that's what he looks like. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, okay, fine. I make references to that. No, I don't. That's the first time I've ever made a reference to that, Mr. Producer. Anyways, but others were hardly aware of the hermit living within their midst without detection since 1986. I was born in 1987. He was there before I was, Rome resident Melissa Whitman said, outside her home. Paul Anderson, a select man in the town about 20 miles northwest of Augusta. All right, this is boring me. You get the point. Enough said. Let's talk about this study that I've been hearing a lot about. Let's shift gears and talk about red meat. Now, I know there's people out there that are vegetarians. They're not fans of red meat. And then there are others out there that, well, think a paleo diet is much better for your system, for your body, and it's what human beings traditionally survived on. But a new study is bringing that philosophy into question. A compound abundant in red meat, I think it's called carnitine, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think that's what it is, carnitine. And it's been added in supplements and to energy drinks. They're saying it may promote the hardening of arteries. Dr. Stanley Hazen of the Cleveland Clinic and Robert Koth, medical student at Cleveland Clinic, Lerner College of Medicine of Case, Western Reserve University, said the bacteria living in the human digestive tract metabolize the compound carnitine, turning it into trimethylamine N-oxide. Wow, I could say that. I could pronounce that, but somehow I couldn't pronounce spectacularly. It's also called TMAO, a metabolite the researchers previously linked in a study for the promotion of, okay, I'm going to have a hard time with this one, I need to go off the radio tonight. I am just not doing well. Anyways, the bottom line is they think it causes the hardening of arteries. It might clog you up. You might die of a heart attack if you eat too much red meat. Well, here's an article from Bulletproof, someone who suggests that the paleo diet, or what they're now calling the bulletproof diet as well, is actually a good thing. And I'll give you the other side that they're presenting, well, on the other side of our final break for tonight, and thank goodness, Saved by the Bell. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks so much for listening. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, don't eat red meat. No, eat red meat. Don't eat red meat. Well, who can make their mind up in a world where there are so much, you know, information that contrasts with one another? Well, the paleo folks are fighting back with the recent PR, bad PR against red meat. They're saying that there's more to this. The new study about red meat purporting to link it to heart disease. Well, folks, most people know at least one person who has or will have heart disease, according to the paleo diet. Hundreds of commercials each day advertise drugs for heart disease. A constant drumbeat of new articles condemns saturated fat and meat as the culprit in heart disease, fueling fear with attention-grabbing headlines. Heart disease impacts all of society, even if we weren't going to get it because we have sky-high HDL, good cholesterol, and near zero inflammation. That's right, there is good cholesterol. That's why scientists are working on novel ways to understand heart disease, and also why it is so tempting to use breakthrough research to write catchy news headlines demonizing red meat. Let's dig in on the last high-profile recent news and see what it actually means for you and your health. Basically, they said that, like I just told you, there's all sorts of problems with the carnitine. It creates a lot of problem. And, well, what kind of meat was it really that they were using to talk about this? The researchers most certainly measured widely available CAFO industrial meat because they relied on data from patients who visited a hospital. CAFO meat contains all sorts of junk, antibiotics that alter the gut biome and could solely be responsible for the noted effects. But they don't tell you that in the study. How convenient. The grass-fed beef without the antibiotics, the organic stuff, well, it doesn't have that problem. If you eat the nasty stuff, well, then you're going to have problems. But if you eat the grass-fed stuff, then you're not going to have problems. What else raises your TMAO levels? Well, TMAO levels mattered before this groundbreaking new study, and they matter even more now. Biochemistry shows that TMA and TMAO are precursors of the same thing I couldn't pronounce before, which is linked to cancer, cellular immunity problems, and liver cirrhosis, which are linked to heart disease. TMAO itself fuels the growth of E. coli and Salmonella and other gram-negative bad bugs that are linked to heart disease. Given the dark conclusion about red meat, the media treatment does us a great disservice by failing to acknowledge that carnitine is not the only producer of TMA and TMAOs. There are so many other things. Choline from vegetable oils was acknowledged in the study as a source, but not nitrate, highest in many vegetables, which also form TMAO when digested by certain bacteria in the gut. So as usual, there's more to these stories than what we're being told by the lamestream media. Never trust anything they say, folks. Always be an autodidact. And thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's show. I'm ready to go get some sleep. Love you guys.
We're gonna chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy ballheads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.